scripture today. And scripture today is Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 26. Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 26. Just listen, you don't have to find it, but just, you don't have to put it on the screen, just listen. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" The angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Then I want to skip down to verse 38. And Mary said, "Behold, thy handservant of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. Amen. I want to talk about Lord, send me an angel. Lord, send me an angel. Mary, it's a young teenager. We don't know exactly how old she is. But all scholars say she's a young teenager. And back in those days, boys and girls did not decide who they were going to marry. Their marriage was planned by their parents. And Mary was engaged to Joseph. They were waiting for the wedding day. Everything was going along well. And all of a sudden, an angel shows up and says to Mary, "The Lord has found favor with you. Fear not. You shall have a son." And not only are you going to have a son, you're going to have a great son. He's going to be out of the lineage of David, and he shall be a mighty counselor. He shall be on the throne of will live forever. And Mary says, How can this be? I have not been with a man. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you and overshadow you, and you shall have a son, and he shall be the Son of God. The Lord has found favor with you." And I can imagine Mary in her quiet mind saying, "You got to be kidding. Do you understand that I'm living in a time when I'm a young teenage girl and there's going to be all kinds of innuendos and all kinds of gossip about me? I can imagine Mary saying, I am in a mess.
And I can't get out of this mess by myself. Nobody's going to believe that I had this baby through the Holy Ghost. I'm in a mess and I don't see my way out. Lord, send me an angel. Mary's not the only one that's been in a mess and gets in a mess in life. How many, you know, sometimes mess just show up on your doorstep. Not necessarily anything that you did. Mess can show up on your job. Mess can show up in the parking lot. Fact of the matter is, mess can show up on your pew. Mary says, you know, I'm glad that the Lord has found favor in me, but right now, I need an angel. I got a feeling somebody in here could relate to Mary. Somebody said, listen, I'm pregnant and my parents going to kill me. I need an angel. I'm unemployed and about to lose my house and my car. I need an angel. I'm depressed and about to lose my mind. I need an angel. I'm in darkness and hopelessness is taking over and I'm drowning in despair. I need an angel. Like Mary, we might be saying, I don't understand, I don't know, I don't understand what's happening to me. I mean, I did everything right, I went to college, I did all this, I got my job, I got my degree, but still, I find myself in a mess, and I need some help now. I'm afraid of the future. I'm all alone in this world. I'm confused. I heard the voice of God say, fear not. I know things can be a mess. I know things can be difficult. I know things can be so you don't see your way out. But when you are close to God, you can walk through a mess. Knowing that God's got your back. Do I have a witness? I love that scripture, Romans 8:28, for all things work together for the good. It didn't say that all things are good, but even in our mess, those who walk according to the calling of God and according to his purpose, God is present in your situation. Do I have a witness in the house? He's working some things out, even in your situation. But you and I, when you're in your situation, when you're in your difficulty, when you're in that situation, when you are in a situation like Mary, you've got to be able to hear the voice of God. You've got to be tuned in to God. You can't wait till you get in the situation to get tuned in. You need to be tuned in before you get in the situation. And know without a shadow of a doubt, there will be those who will be broadcasting all kind of negativity into your life. You've got to say, I stand on God's word. He promised never to leave me, to forsake me. I do believe it's not good right now, but I believe it's going to work out to my good. Because he's present in my life. You know, here's this young girl, this young teenager, engaged, pregnant, never had sex. The angel shows up. It says, God has found favor with you. God
has found favor.
Mary listened to them and listened to the angel.
An angel shows up and gives you prophecy about a vision of your future. The angel says to Mary, you know, you're gonna be a wonderful mother. God found favor with you. You're going to have a wonderful son. He's going to be the King of Kings. He's going to be the Lord of Lords. But look at somebody and say, but in the meantime.
I mean, we all like to say, you know, your son's going to be the President of the United States. Your daughter is going to be this. And she is so beautiful. But look, you got to go through hell before you get there.
So you and I have got to be tuned into God in the meantime. I know you're going to be great, but right now you got to hear the negativity of your neighbors talking about, you know, there ain't no Holy Spirit. That girl was fooling around, and you got to hang in there for years before your child is ever recognized as the King of Kings
and the Lord of Lords. I don't know about you, but I looked at this text. The angel didn't tell Mary everything. The angel just put that vision out there of what's going to be in the future. But she didn't tell Mary all the stuff that she's going to have to go through in the meantime. How many of you know this? Sometimes it's good what you don't know. You can't handle everything right now. You ain't been through enough to handle everything. I'm glad that God holds some stuff back from me and just reveals it to me one dose at a time. Because if he let me know everything right now, I'd just sit down and quit. Gabriel didn't tell her about how the women would be talking when they at the Busy Bee Club. He didn't tell her. Gabriel didn't tell her what Joseph. She knew what Joseph could do legally. She knew that Joseph could stone her. She knew that Joseph could divorce her. She knew that Joseph could kill her. But she was so in tune with God that she said, "Let it be as you have said that it should be."
In other words, she said, like, I know I got to go through some rocky road. I know I got to go through some stuff. I don't understand everything's going to happen to me, but I trust God. I trust God to bring me through. Anybody in here been through anything that can give testimony that the Lord brought you through the rocky roads of life?
All the hell she went through. He said, "Fear not." Now he did not say that there was nothing to fear. He just said, "Fear not." You know, there is a difference, don't you? He didn't say that you wouldn't have to cry sometime. He didn't say people are not going to talk about you.
But I'm so glad that an angel shows up every now and then with a positive word. I need an angel in my life every now and then just to stop by to say, "Fear not, Jackson.
I know you got some stuff you ought to fear. But don't you fear." Why not? Because God is in it. He walks with you and he talks with you and he tells you that you are his own. Now that might come some stuff in your life, but he's got your back. He knows just how much you can bear. Do I have a witness? He'll never leave you nor to forsake you. He knows just when you are at your breaking point. He steps right in at the breaking point and he says, "That's enough. Leave my child alone right now. That's as far as I want you to take him right now. Leave him alone." Hallelujah. sat down every time you got a bad report. You went to the doctor and he said, well, you know, you got cancer. You're just going to sit down and die. No, 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 no. There's an angel. You came to church. I mean, every now and then, every Sunday, I might not be home, but today, I got a word for you. Now, if you don't want to receive it, that's your business. But what I want you to know is, fear not. The Lord's got you. In sickness, he's got you. In unemployment, he's got you. In bad relationships, he's got you. When you're going through, he's got you. Fear not. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and let the King of glory come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong, 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 and mighty. He is.
Here's the Lord.
Oh. Now. Now I know you're saying like I haven't seen an angel lately. Yes, you have. One sitting right next to you. He's an angel.
You mean that look like an angel? You mean that old rough guy's an angel? Yeah. She's an angel. Well, they don't look like an angel. I know too much about them. They ain't no angel. Yeah, but they've been deputized to do angel work. Come here, caregivers. Somebody been sick for a long time. That's an angel. May not have on a white dress, but that's an angel that's been sent to do God's work.
And today, can't y'all see I got my angel's wings on? I got a word for you. I got a positive word. Fear not. Young Mary, scared. You know, you can be scared and still move forward. You can be nervous and still move forward. You don't know how, you know, anybody been married? You know, say so you get up and say, I do, scared. But still move forward. You cannot let fear traumatize you. Do I have a witness? There are all kind of phobias. You can be afraid of your own shadow, afraid of an elevator, afraid of anything. You can be afraid of anything, but you cannot allow fear to paralyze you. You've got to trust God. I'm scared to death, but I'm moving on anyhow. I'm going to stand up and preach anyhow. They may not like my face, but I'm going to stand up anyhow. I'm going to stand on his word. I'm going to tell the truth anyhow. But life every now and then gets you in a position, and me in a position, where I need an angel to just tell me one more time. Please, just tell me one more time to fear not. Tell me one more time it's going to be all right. Lord, I'm going through. I'm up against it.
I heard the angel the first time. I heard him 29 years ago. But would you tell me one more time? Fear not. That is, I just need one more time. Fear not that it's going to be all right. I heard the doctor say that we've got some good prognosis for you, that the success rate of the surgery is 85 to 20, but just tell me one more time that I'm going to be all right. Tell me one more time that my kids are going to make it all right in this crazy world. Tell me one more time after I lost my spouse that I'm going to be all right. Tell me one more time to fear not the future. That's why you came to church.
You didn't come looking for a mate. You came looking for hope.
All I want for Christmas is hope. I don't need no dope. All I want for Christmas is hope. All I want for Christmas is that to know that it's going to be all right. All I want for Christmas is to know that God's got my back. All I want for Christmas is to know that God's got me in the palm of his hand. All I want for Christmas is to know that God will make a way somehow. All I want for Christmas is to know he's a healer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Doors of the church are open.